Do you think we listen to each other enough? Now, this is going to be a big topic because each Sunday, the Sydney School of Life explores the principles and values that can underpin our lives. And coming up in September, the discussion is going to turn to the art of listening. Now, I know you might be thinking that phrases, listening skills and Sunday sermons sound a little dry and scholarly, but trust me, it's going to be nothing like that at all, thanks to the fact that the event is being hosted by Australian musos Lior and Stu Hunter. Now, with the idea of listening in mind, acclaimed Australian contemporary jazz muso and composer, Stu Hunter is actually in the studio and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, tell me how the impetus for this event came up. When did you decide that this would be a bit of fun to knock out a lecture on the art of listening?
Well, the School of Life approached me a few months ago to do another event that they were doing, where there was a number of speakers there that day. Alain de Botton himself turned
actually
up.
Actually in town?
Yeah,
wow.
He flew in that morning and flew out about 3 days later. After conquering most of Australia.
Just for listeners who don't know, School of Life is actually a project started by Alain de Botton to kind of teach us little moments of philosophy that can actually affect our lives properly.
That's right. I got involved with that and gave a talk on the art of listening. And from there, the idea came up to do one of these secular sermons, which the School of Life does every now and then, which I think are a fantastic idea. I guess it comes around the idea that philosophy in a lot of ways is a option for people who've used religion and are looking for other ways to find answers in the world and to think about their emotional reactions to things. And I'm relatively new to the School of Life themselves of knowing them, but having come across them and checked out what they're into, you know, it's all about emotional intelligence and promoting that in people. And
it's an amazing project. I think it's unbelievably important. And I think, you know, given that Alain de Botton wrote Religion for the Atheists,
yes,
I think it's a very good kind of way of looking at it.
Absolutely.
Now, when did you get partnered up? Was it just going to be you?
No, well, they asked me to do and they asked who I'd like to work with on it. And Lior and I kind of go back quite a long way. I played on his first EP years and years ago. I can't even remember when that was. And since then, we've kind of, you know, crossed paths every now and then, done a tour or two together and done some workshops. And we'd done one recently and I just thought he'd be great. And he's a very intelligent fellow and thinks very deeply about music and about ideas. And we have a really nice rapport, so yeah, I approached him and thankfully he decided to come on board.
So do you think in the modern world we have a problem with listening?
I think the biggest problem is listening well. Mm. I think we probably all think we listen and I don't think anyone is immune to the problem of distractions. And especially nowadays, we just have distractions everywhere.
Constantly.
So listening well, I think it's a challenge and it's kind of like a little bit of an art form that that you can develop. And, you know, I'm probably as bad a proponent of it as anyone, but I'm really interested in the idea. And especially since, you know, my tools of the trade as a musician and a composer and a producer and songwriter and collaborator, you know, I use listening all the time. It's like my go-to thing.
Mm.
So, you know, there's that thing of being able to listen and actually really hear what is being said and not being either distracted by your own internal dialogue that drags you away from what the person's actually saying and staying with that idea and then being able to respond because you have an empathy because you've actually heard the person.
I think that internal dialogue's a really important one because you can tell when you're talking to someone and they'll say, like, how are you? And you say, well, I've... And you can almost see their eyes glaze over, like, as if like, oh, that reminds me of me. I need to think about some things.
That's great, yes.
So do you think sort of it's a skill set, music, and that sort of active listening that you need to do at all times, do you think it's given you an unfair advantage when it comes to listening to what people are genuinely saying?
No, I don't think so. I think listening to people is as hard a challenge for anyone. But the correlation between practicing listening well to music and practicing listening well to people is a fairly easy string to draw on. I think going through that process all the time definitely has me engaged in it.
Mm.
But I don't think musicians are necessarily any better listeners when it comes to people and talking. And even the other angle that I'm really interested in is that ability to listen to yourself and actually really understand what you need to hear from yourself to move ahead in life.
That's fascinating, because not many people talk about that, that sort of idea that self-awareness is internal reflexive listening.
Yeah, and I think, you know, all of these things go hand in hand. If you work on one, it's likely to cross over into the other area. But, you know, often I think people put listening to themselves last and are often easily led through not practicing that thing of really trusting their own intuition and their own really connecting with what they feel about things and coming to understand that, which I think is an important thing.
It's an incredibly important thing, and it sounds like it's going to be a very educational and very, very interesting lecture. 25th of September, is that right?
25th of September. There'll be a lot of music too.
Fantastic.
Because, you know, really that's what we do best. I think both Leora and myself have some strong ideas that we'd like to share.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll definitely be along. And do remember, listeners, it's a it's not a lecture in a traditional way. There's not going to be a quiz afterwards.
No. Good. No. Good. But, you know, we'll find some way to throw a little rock amongst the pigeons.
Well, I look forward to it very much. And I think, you know, what you said about empathy is very important, because there's not many things in this world that can't be solved without communication and perspective, and being able to listen to someone else is a great way of getting both of those happening.
Absolutely. We could do with a lot more of that around, I think.
We really absolutely could. Suhanda, thank you very much, mate, for coming
in. Thanks so much for having me.